In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Shay Simpson, a research associate at Texas A&M University. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In a situation where you would have a rainfall event, and if you had a poor tarp on a module that was built well and it had a crown surface, that poor tarp could allow enough water to penetrate through the cover and cause losses in lint due to yellowing, such that your lint value could decrease up to $400 in one module. If you had a combination of a poorly built module and a poor tarp that was on top of that poorly built module, it could cost you up to $600 to $650. $50 in lint quality losses in that combined situation.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Through the research that we have conducted, we've seen that turnout is reduced significantly when you're comparing the well-built module and a good tarp to a poorly built module and a poor tarp. What we've seen is the turnout decreases from 34% down to 26%, and at the same time, the ginning rate in bales per hour is reduced from 42 to 19 bales per hour. This is a significant decrease.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
They need to make sure that they are not going to have large holes or tears in the side, and also looking for possible pinholes that are just riddled throughout the module cover. And if they see any wear like this, they should take that cover off and take it back to the gin and ask for a new one or one that's not as worn. Then also, the gin throughout the season needs to be looking at their module covers when they're rolling them up and making sure that they're not torn or don't have any pinhole throughout them. And then at the end of the season, when the module covers are going back into storage, it's always a good idea to have some type of inspection of the module covers. And some of the module cover manufacturers and independent companies offer an inspection service where you can send your module covers to them. They'll inspect them for rips and tears and also for pinholes that might not be evident.